Let me get my book. It's been absolutely, almost insanely busy here, blissfully. So many groups of people. Okay, Henry, what's the verse?
Canto 4, chapter 9, verse 33.
Okay, 9:33, okay. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Text 9, Chapter 9, Text 33. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Saivimayam Upasritya. Pasuta iva bina drik tapye dvitiye pyasati bratri bratrivya vidruja. Dhruva Maharaj lamented, I was under the influence of the illusory energy, being ignorant of the actual facts. I was sleeping on her lap. Under a vision of duality, I saw my brother as my enemy, and falsely I lamented within my heart, thinking, they are my enemies. Purport. Real knowledge is revealed to a devotee only when he comes to the right conclusion about life by the grace of the Lord. A creation of friends and enemies within this material world is something like dreaming at night. In dreams, we create so many things out of various impressions in the subconscious mind. But all such creations are simply temporary and unreal. In the same way, though apparently we're awake in material life because we have no information of the soul and the super soul, we create many friends and enemies simply out of imagination. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said that within this material world and material consciousness, good and bad are the same. The distinction between good and bad is simply a mental concoction. The actual fact is that all living entities are sons of God or byproducts of his material energy. Because of our being contaminated by the modes of material nature, we distinguish one spiritual spark from another. This is also another kind of dreaming. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that those who are actually learned do not make any distinction between a learned scholar, a Brahmin, an elephant, a dog, and a chandala. They do not see in terms of the external body. Rather, they see the person as spirit soul. By her understanding, one could know that the material body is nothing but a combination of the five material elements. In that sense, also the bodily construction of a human being and that of a demigod are one and the same. From the spiritual point of view, we are all spiritual sparks, parts and parcels of the Supreme Spirit God. Either materially or spiritually, we're basically one. We make friends and enemies as dictated by the illusory energy. Dhruva Maharaj just therefore said, dive in, mayam upasritya. The cause of his bewilderment was his association with the illusory energy. Om jnana timurandasya gananjana shalakaya taksur unmulatam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayambhu Pakadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. Kartik here ended yesterday. Amazing program. I mean, literally, I've been busy from early in the morning to late at night with my own practices and facilitating the stay of so many wonderful people in Vrindavan, from Iran, from South America, so many different places. But what a program. They have four to five I give class. 5 to 6 is Madhavis Kirtan. 6 to 7:30 is Gunagrai Marja's Kirtan, which is really, it's an incredible program every night. And then 7 to 9, 7:30 to 9 or 9:30 is the Kirtan of Bibi Govinda Swami. It's burgeoning. Prabhupada's mission is burgeoning. It's see Vrindavan, it's just amazing. And 24-hour kirtan, the ladies' kirtan in the samadhi. Sachinandana Swami's kirtan this evening in Prabhupada's house. It's really nourishing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this temporary material world is full of suffering. Take shelter of the holy name of Krishna as your only business. That's really the essence of life. That's what Lord Chaitanya came to give. Our goal is to get love. What can the goal be? To get prema to fill our hearts and to realize our relationship with Krishna. And the method is Nam Sankirtan. Kalair Doshe Nidhe Rajan Eko Asti Mahagunan Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam. This age of Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, but there's one good quality. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Of the kirtan of Krishna, the good quality of the kirtan of Krishna, you can get liberated from our misery. And our misery is not the things we lack, it's the consciousness we lack. Misery is being disconnected from the soul, which is our mood of service and compassion and gratitude and devotion. So here there's Dhruva Marja's lamentation, and we were discussing in the last class that it's essential to come to this point. Rather than envy material life and those that are successful in it, we should lament our material life separate from God. That we waste this precious human form of life, which is such a gift. Kamacharya pragyo dharman bhagavataniha dulabham manasanjanma tadapyadruvam artadam. Human form of life is temporary like other forms of life, but it has great value. Because dharma and bhagavitam, because you can do your dharma, you can do your nitya dharma. Your Nitya Dharma is your duty that is eternal. It's always your duty. The bodily designations are Namittika Dharma. They may be your duty, but they're your temporary duty. Our eternal duty is to serve God because we're part of God. And we really, really should lament a life divorced of that. That really is the most lamentable thing. A life divorced from the soul. And that was described, initiation, that's the first thing. To lament what is lamentable, not to envy what is lamentable in others, but to lament what is lamentable. And that is a lack of Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that that's really the only thing lacking in this world. Satchinandana Swami gave class today in the temple. He said there's two types of bhakti. There's bhakti with taste and there's bhakti without taste. And bhakti without taste means without a particular mood within the bhakti. That's why it's when Lord Chaitanya was in the Gambira, he was doing bhakti. He was chanting Hare Krishna, but he made sure that there was a mood within his chanting. Because without that mood, without that connection, without that relationship, it's hard to stay fixed in an object, but to speak of the holy name. So it described that in the association of Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, there was Rasa, Gita, Shloka. They were chanting verses and songs and stories that had rasa, that had some mood of devotion. And by hearing those stories, Lord Chaitanya moved in line with that rasa, became enhanced. And you add that to the chanting, and then your chanting has taste. Therefore, traditionally, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, before chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they would do a particular bhajan, a particular song that creates the mood of devotion. Satchinandana Swami also says the mood he likes to chant with chanting is simply a prayer to Krishna, please accept me. It's like you propose, someone gets married, they propose, will you be my wife? Will you be my wife? Yes, I accept you. So like that, our prayer to Krishna is, will you accept me? Just like the wife is not going to accept anyone, she's only going to accept the person who has demonstrated love, and the demonstration of love is service. The smart wife, she'll want a husband who has demonstrated love, who has offered the love to her initially of respect, manifest in some type of service. Otherwise, there's no love. Without service, there's no love. So, please accept me. And with that, please accept me is, I lament the consciousness that was separate from you, the consciousness that was enthused by a desire for me to be the center, to be the enjoyer and the controller. And Dhruva Maharaj lamented because he wasn't aware. And that's the nature of illusion. The nature of illusion is that you're not aware. You're seeing something as true that is not true. He said, I was under the influence of the illusory energy, being ignorant of the actual facts. I did not see reality. And I was sleeping on her lap. I was relaxed and sleeping on the lap of illusion, on the lap of something that will do me harm. Under a vision of duality, of friends and enemies, created within the mind. I know in the Christian scriptures they say, hate the sin and not the sinner. And they quote the verse from the Gita, Vidyavani Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hashtani Shuni Chai Vasva. A learned person sees the equality of all beings. Equality of all beings doesn't mean the same dealings with all beings. It's just like you have two sons, and one son is very humble and submissive, and the other son is distant and estranged. But if you're a good father, you see them equally as sons, and you're equally beneficial to them as sons, even though the dealings may be different. So in that way, there is relationship with God, relationship with other living entities. They are souls. See them as such. See them as living entities equal to you. And on that basis, make the appropriate dealings that are best for them and you. But Dhruva didn't do that. He's lamenting. He saw people as enemies. But actually, they're souls. They're souls. Okay, we'll read the next verse. Maya tat partitam vyartam shikshava gata yasi prasadya jagat atmanam tapasadish prasadanam bhavachidam ayacheham bhavam bhagya vivarjita. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in my case, although I have satisfied the super soul of the whole universe, I have prayed only for useless things. My activities were exactly like the treatment given to a person who's already dead. Just see how fortunate I am, for in spite of meeting the Supreme Lord, who can cut one's link with birth and death, I prayed for the same conditions. Purport, sometimes it so happens that a devotee engaged in loving service of the Lord desires some material benefit in exchange for this service. This is not the proper way to discharge devotional service. Out of ignorance, of course, sometimes a devotee does so. But Dhruva regrets his personal behavior in this connection. He laments because he realizes how foolish he was. When you have the attention of God, to ask God for material things. It's such a strange illusion that we all seem to fall sway to, that things will be happiness, rather than consciousness is happiness. And understanding God means understanding yourself. Like when you see the sun, you see everything else. So you understand God, you see yourself. And you can act in harmony with yourself. All disease is a crime against nature. All suffering is going against nature. So unfortunate, because he could have got the highest thing, but because he had the wrong faith, he trusted more in material things than he did in his relationship with God. So that's our regret. Our regret is to look at our life. And the next Monday morning greetings is about that. What did I call it? I called it Perils on the Path of Perfection. And I described that, you know, when chanting, and I'm doing a lot of chanting, and I'm kind of making that my service temporarily. When you're chanting, you always see lurking in the background the false ego, the attachment to being the enjoyer and controllers in the consciousness, which always tries to use anything, even those things that are good, to put one in the center and to have power by having people respect you. So you can use a vow in Krishna consciousness, you can use an attainment in Krishna consciousness for the service of the Lord or to promote yourself because of attachment to material consciousness. So Dhruva was lamenting that he had something valuable, but he used it in the wrong way. And what did he have of value? He had a value, a substantial spiritual practice. But the consciousness behind it was, this will help me get what I want, not that this will please Guru and Krishna. And I see that myself when I'm practicing spiritual life, and it's Kartik, and my Vrata is good. And there's always the insidious false ego lurking in the background, saying, you are great, promote yourself. And by doing that, you will be happy. And that is most unfortunate because you miss the real benefit of spiritual practice, which is to have Krishna accept us and to develop a relationship with Krishna. So one always has to be vigilant. Because even our good qualities can be co-opted to create a mood that I am better than others. I remember one of my friends had a substantial spiritual attainment, and he went to a great sadhu in Vrindavan, said something about what he's doing, and the sadhu said, don't think you're better than everyone or anyone. There's prayers by Prahlad Maharaj that describe that what they have all 26, you know, they have all such good qualities. But if one's not a devotee, meaning he's not a kinshina. He's not without. He's not without selfish desires. Then the good qualities will be used for prestige and distinction. But even if one doesn't have good qualities, as like a Brahmin, but he's a devotee, whereas the person with so many good qualities is not a devotee, because the good things he does, his austerity, his knowledge, shamod, damas, tapo, sao, cham, his cleanliness, his austerity, his religiosity, it's used to promote oneself. So even the person has all these ornaments, he can't even deliver himself. Where everyone doesn't have such good qualities, but he's humble and surrendered to Krishna, he can deliver the whole world. We'll do one more verse. Somehow I'm a little fatigued, so this will be the last one. Sarajam yachito modam mano me bhikshito bata ishvarachina punyena valikaram vivadana. Because of my state of complete foolishness and paucity of pious activities, although the Lord offered me his personal service, I wanted material name, fame, and prosperity. I should condemn this. Just like the Brahmins. Krishna came. He sent his friends to the Brahmins, and they offered service. They said, this is Bajramte. This is most auspicious. And they ignored Krishna. Krishna is offering service, and you ignore Krishna. The greatest thing is service. Because through the vehicle of service, you can please God. And that's the perfection of life, and you can please his devotee. So we should gravitate towards service. But foolish persons, like he's mentioning, the Lord offered him personal service, but I wanted material name, fame, and prosperity. My case is like that of the poor man, who when he satisfied a great emperor who wanted to give him anything he might ask, out of his ignorance only asked a few broken grains of husk rice. So here's the analogy. God can give us the greatest thing, which is divine love. Money can't buy happiness. Never say happiness can't buy money. Money can't buy happiness because money's not the goal. Happiness is the goal. So we should ask for that. Just like one time I needed some money when I was managing the school here. And I was so frustrated, I thought about going around Govardhan Hill. But then I said, no, that you do, you ask for love of Godhead. We always have that choice. We're before Govardhan. We can walk around Govardhan. We can get whatever we want, but better ask for Krishna Prema. Better ask for happiness, and happiness is, real happiness is the essence of Krishna's Ladini Shakti, his pleasure potency. The essence is love of Godhead. That should be our goal. How unfortunate to ask for temporary things. Purport. In this verse, the word Swarajam, which means complete independence, is very significant. A conditioned soul does not know what complete independence is. Complete independence means situation in one's own constitutional position. Now, this may seem counterintuitive, because our constitutional position is that we are part of God and meant for his service. But look at it in terms of a government. What does independence mean? Independence means when you follow the law. What does incarceration mean? It means when you don't follow the law. So not following the law is not independence. It's prison. And following the law is not bondage, it's freedom. The real independence of a living entity who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to remain always dependent on the Supreme Lord, just like a child who plays in complete independence, guided by his parents who watch over him. The independence of the conditioned soul does not mean to fight with the obstacles offered by Maya, but to surrender to Krishna. In the material world, everyone is trying to become completely independent simply by fighting against the obstacles offered by Maya. This is called the struggle for existence. So once you don't surrender to Krishna, which means you express to God a desire to be independent of God, God puts you in the illusion that you are. And then you struggle with material existence. But Daiviyeshu Gunamayim Mama Maya Dharatya, but it's very difficult to overcome. But Daiviyeshu Gunamayim Mama Maya Dharatya Mameviye Papadyante. But when you surrender Mayante, then you easily cross over. We call regulative principles of freedom. Anyone who goes to the Vaikuntha planets or Goloka Vrindavan is freely offering his service to the Lord. That is complete independence. Just contrary to this is material overlordship, which we wrongly take to be independence. Many great political leaders have tried to establish independence, but due to such called independence, the people's dependence has only increased. The living entity cannot be happy trying to be independent in the material world. One has to surrender, therefore, unto the lotus feet of the Lord and engage in his original eternal service. Dhruva Maharaj regrets that he wanted material opulence and greater prosperity than that of his great-grandfather, Lord Brahma. His begging from the Lord was like a poor man's asking a great emperor for a few grains of broken rice. The conclusion is that anyone who is engaged in the loving service of the Lord should never ask for material prosperity from the Lord. The awarding of material prosperity simply depends on the stringent rules and regulations of the external energy. Pure devotees ask the Lord only for the privilege of serving him. That is our real independence. If we want anything else, it is a sign of our misfortune. I have to say that, you know, I've been very, very regulated. And now it's been daylight saving time. So the class starts an hour later and goes through my bedtime. So I'm kind of exhausted now. I really can't even think straight. But I thank you all for coming on. And by next week, I should be adjusted to the schedule. But I'm really going to have to go now. So thank you all. Panchakalpa Trubhya Sukhavasana Vedajana.